feel like the Lord is saying that when we leave here, we're not leaving here just now, but we will. But when we do, we should leave here with a sense of that God has done something special for us. Even if we don't know what that is, maybe you already know what that is, but to leave here with the sense that something special, and then with the confidence that you can see it manifested, going to have those aha moments, those ahas. Remember those aha moments. We love those. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, we love the Word of God. We do. We love it more sometimes than other times. But we love it. And there are parts of it that we love. I've been reading through the Bible, and I discovered something that maybe I never bothered to think about, and that is because with the chronological Bible, you've got God talking to Ezekiel. Anybody here that would like to get the messages Ezekiel got all the time? Or that would like to do the things that Ezekiel did, or Isaiah did, or Jeremiah did, but I mean, you know, lay naked for 40 days. Things like that, you know. And it's just, I read those and I go, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you that we certainly wouldn't be called to do such things, you know. But maybe we are called to sometimes to walk naked before people, not naked without clothes, but naked. Honest, open, maybe. And then, you know, Lamentations is Jeremiah lamenting all of the things. And in Lamentations 3, verse 22 is something we all love. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. That's in the Old Testament. Verse 23 says, great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh every morning. They're new every morning, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. We love that. You know? So there's those interludes between all the stuff that we don't love as much that we just really love. But it's all true. It's all true, you know. When you hear the current day prophets and the things that they prophesy, you know, yes, you're supposed to test the prophecy, but sometimes it's just, you know, I have a hard time personally, and I've told you this before, with God doing bad stuff, but he says he will, you know. Jesus, man, we love the grace of God. You know, Jesus is the grace of God. We love that. We do. We love that. And when we love something, then we have a message to share. We have the whole truth. Yes, the Lord is coming. And when he comes, it's only going to be pretty. Well, it ain't going to be pretty. It just won't be pretty. But it'll be pretty nice for those who know him. And yet, while it's pretty nice for us, we'll have a little bit of a Jeremiah lamenting, you know. I mean, because we love God, and we know that God's not going to, he doesn't enjoy what's going to happen. And because we don't enjoy the idea of what's going to happen, then we have a heart that says, it's going to happen, but you don't need to be a part of it. You know? It needs to be, we need to be transformed, and we must be transformers. And transformation isn't a continual thing that we have to do, but one word from God can change a person forever. And so you've got a lot of one words. You've got a message. You have a message. Jesus said, I'm praying not only for these disciples, remember this is John 17, but also for all who will ever believe in me through my message? No, through their message. Those who will believe in him through their message, your message, your message, an anointing from God upon your message. You know, it's great to know what Jesus said, but it's great to be able to share what he said to you. Or to have the confidence to say, I think that the Lord is saying this. Last night I had a messenger call. And anyway, this young man has been present at many services in Pierre, and now he was doing really good, but last night he wasn't doing really good. And he wanted my help, and I want to help. I've spent a lot of time helping. And he asked me if he said, could you help me get into treatment? I said, do you need treatment? I think I do. I said, if you quit right now, I'll help you all I can. And after I said that, I thought, well, that's a little sudden, but no, it's not. If you quit right now, then I'll help you. He thanked me, and we'll see him soon, I'm sure. But you see, he was in the middle of, he said, I'm terribly depressed. I said, quit being depressed. You can choose not to. You can choose. Choose this day whom you'll serve. Choose. Yes, I know Jeremiah was lamenting. But he was lamenting for things of God, not for other things. We can choose. This is a new day. Yesterday is gone. Old things pass away. Vicki was listening or reading something anyway, hearing about the some gal that had straightened out her life, and someone had said, well, how did you get to this place? She said, I don't think about those things anymore. I think about my future. I don't think about my past. And that was a good thing for that person. None of us like our past. The only thing good about our past is what we can do for our future, right? Look what the Lord has done. Yeah. Yeah. My past just gives me something to praise the Lord about. Not for my past, but for it being past, right? It's gone. Old things have passed away. Let them go. No matter what it is. And that works for everything. That works, because that's what Jesus said. That works for people even in the world. You know? Even in the world. The word works for people even in the world. Because you can't change what the word can do. In the beginning, God said, and things happened. He's still saying, and things happen. That's why sometimes people in the world experience things from God, because they think the way that God wants them to think. And that's okay. That's good. We don't need to be so holy that we think that God's word can't work for somebody that isn't holy. Jesus said to the man that said, oh, you just say the word and he'll be healed. Jesus said to him, he said, man, I haven't seen this kind of faith anywhere in Israel. None of you guys even have displayed this kind of faith. This guy gets it. Do you suppose that they had a little, what kind of a deal is that? We've been with him all this time. We've given up our lives for him, and he's making a big deal about this guy. Jesus always made a big deal out of faith. Always. And so we need to understand that we have a message. Say, I have a message. You know? You have a message to the nations. When you pray, it affects the nations. But not just that. You have a nation. You live in a nation. Your nation. Your nation. What if we got saved? What if we were born and we had a nation of one? Somebody. That you were created just for somebody. You'll run into all kinds of other somebodies, and you might do marvelous things, but God might have you for one somebody. One somebody. And all of the things, you know, Billy Graham preached and millions and millions and millions got saved and, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. But what if he got to heaven and he found out that I created you, I want you to meet the one that I intended you to reach. And I'm just so pleased with you that you did. Be introduced to the one, you see, because you have a message. You have a message. And so, whoever the one is, we don't know. But if we don't know, we ought to always be prepared, right? At every opportunity to defend the hope that is within us. We know this. We all know this, right? We all know this. And we all know that if we're going to defend hope, we've got to reveal hope. Your hope and your confidence is a message. What makes you happy? What gives you hope? Why don't you just go along with everything else that people want you to go along with? See, that's a message. We don't approve. We don't approve of immorality. We don't approve of the lies. We don't approve of things that aren't the truth. We don't approve of those things, and we aren't going to just silently let it go by. We'll say something. Because we've got a message. And there will be those who say, well, who do you think you are? I'm not much, but I serve one who is. You know? Jesus said, they hated me and they'll hate you too. There will be those who aren't real pleased when you stand, when you say. We aren't put in this world to make the world feel comfortable. Doesn't mean that we go out to intentionally make people uncomfortable. It just simply means people are going to be. Have you ever been around somebody that was uncomfortable with you? More than likely. And if somebody's uncomfortable with you, don't try to make them comfortable. You know? Yes, blessed are the peacemakers, but that's a different kind of peacemaker. Don't compromise to make someone else comfortable. Don't compromise because, well, we don't want to make waves. God might send you to make a storm. You know? Sometimes you just have that in you that feels like it's a storm, and it's a good storm. Farmers like beginnings of storms, most certainly. That lightning and what it puts into the soil. You know? The rumble, that's crop growing stuff. Just leave the hail somewhere else, Lord. You know? Not on somebody else's crop. Just suck it up in the air. We don't need it. But the truth of the matter is sometimes, folks, if you love God, you're going to make a storm. You can say the nicest thing with a smile on your face, and somebody's going to storm. You know? It's just going to happen. But don't worry about that. God grows crops with storms. Be steadfast, be faithful, be true to the word of God. Listen, here's the deal. The other thing is that God spoke to me yesterday, day before yesterday, and when he said it, it just made, everything was just made perfect sense. But by the time it came time to put it together, I'm going, okay, I'm not sure where this is going. But here's what he said. He said, you are the light of the world. But he also said, you are a light to the world. See, we're not a light to Hosanna. We're not a light so we can come in here and be a light for each other. You understand what I'm saying? You know, we're not a light just to, you know, to be a comfort to other Christians. We're a light to the world, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't like it. But our major place to shine is out of here and everywhere. You know, obviously, we comfort one another. We love one another, right? We like to see one another, and we love it. It's like I've told about how we were in a hospital, and Vicki and I were talking about the Lord, and this nurse was there saying, oh, thank God, there's another Christian here, you know, and because that's a comfort to one another. That's an encouragement to one another. But out there in the world, there's people dying without Jesus. This man that called me last night, he was calling God, not me. He was calling God. I just happen to be who he knows that knows God. That's all there is to it. And I comforted him as much as I could, and then I stormed him. And that wasn't my intention, but you have to say what you need to say. And that's it. And you don't need to premise it with, well, I hate to say this. Sometimes people say, well, I hate to say it. I said, then don't. Well, if you don't want to say it, don't say it. And I've caught myself premising something with saying, well, I hate to say it. And I said, no, that's not true. I mean it. I just got to say this because you need to hear this, and I'm, you know, I don't do it to offend you. I'm just going to say this. And sometimes they say thank you, and sometimes that's the end of the conversation. But you are a light to the world, a light for the world, while you're being the light of the world. As a Christian, we are the light that shines in the darkness. And that's just whatever we are, wherever we are. But we need to not lose sight of the fact that we are a light to the world. This light that's in us is intended to go out and shine in dark places. And we, by the Spirit, are sensitive unto the Spirit enough to recognize a dark place. You can sense darkness. You know? You can be in a circumstance and you can sense that it's darkness. You can be in the presence of someone and their conversation becomes darkness. You know that. If that conversation becomes darkness, are we supposed to, are we supposed to go, whoa, 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 whoa. That's not healthy. You understand? How else will they know unless someone tells them? How will anybody tell them unless they are sent? I guess maybe today this is our sent message from the Lord. You're sent. Maybe you never thought about that. You know, maybe you don't consider that you're sent. But you are. We are. We're sent. We've got a mission. Okay, understand this too. Remember the disciples, right up until Jesus came back, raised from the dead, they did not have a clue. They went the one time on a trip. It was cool. Jesus just boiled it down and said, well, hey, don't rejoice over this. Rejoice that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Do you ever feel like when you read the Word and the Word speaks to you that you don't have a clue? It's like, Huh? Because we wonder, would God say that to me? Would God want me to do that? Everything that's in there, if it speaks to you, that's what he wants. He does. And we can get holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. And we just can love his presence. His presence is for a purpose. It just is. But we live in that presence, and that presence then will shine as well. Oftentimes when we're worshiping, you know, I'm worshiping, but every now and then I feel like I should open my eyes and see who's here. Because sometimes people show up. You know, it's like, oh, there you are, you know. And sometimes we're, you know, already here, but then sometimes we look to see where people are, you know. Where are we? God came into the garden and he said to Adam, where are you? Where are you? Where are we? Where are we? Have we been with God long enough that we're just kind of in the glide? Just kind of enjoying the Lord? Let the young people make the waves. I have figured this one thing out. I'm old enough that age could bring wisdom. I shouldn't quit using it. The fight is not someone else's. I'm thinking it's more now than it was. I had the pleasure of sharing the music at the golf course this last Wednesday. One gal came up and she said to me, do you ever feel like you're playing to a bar crowd? I said, I did it for years. Now maybe I should have taken an amp and blown it out, but it was too small in that place. But I just worship sometimes. I just worship. Funny thing happens when you just worship. There are people that start trying to hear it. And then there are people that hear it and they start trying not to hear it. It's just so funny to watch these kind of things, you know. And then there's the fun of the enemy that says, nobody's listening to you. I said, they're hearing more than you think. You know? The seeds, because I prayed before I went. I said, well, Lord, I just want things drop into people's hearts, you know. I also saw things going on. I saw blenders there. Blenders, you know what they are? They're ones that try to blend in. You know. I saw people that I really, in my judgment, should not try to blend in, but I saw them blending in. But I'm not the judge. But I had places to pray at. Now, if you count salvations, I wasn't a very successful time. But if you count faith, it was fine. But see, the thing is, I looked at that and I said, all I'm called to do is be a light to them. To just speak the truth. And when you do that, God does his thing. You are a light to the world. You have a message. We have a message to tell to the nations. A story to tell to the nations. Old song we sing. A story of truth in life. We want to present the truth. We don't want to stand with anything that is not the truth. We don't want to approve anything that is not the truth. We want only to bring glory to God. And we want to see the harvest. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet sound. Right? Well, that's you. You go out of here riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. You know those things where they have school plays and some kid is the sunshine, you know? What a message. I got to play the tree or whatever, you know? Well, sometimes you might be the sunshine, sometimes you might be a tree. Like a tree planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. Right? Right? I will not be moved. I will not be knocked off of my foundation that is Christ. I will be light. I spent 30 years shining a light, but it wasn't the light. I was not a light in the darkness. I was the darkness, maybe. But I carried a flashlight, so once in a while I could light up something good. I have no idea. Old things have passed away. All things become new. That's all there is to it. They're just gone, and I'm glad that they're gone. But I'm thankful that I have those in my bag that I can pull out, acknowledge the darkness and how much better the light is. Just be ready. Be something. You're taking something. Remember, you're taking something with you today from the Lord. He rained it. Nobody here has an umbrella, so the rain came. It came. Are you ready? Amen. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your message to us, and we thank you, Lord, that we are a message to the world. And we thank you, Lord, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we will be a life-changing message to this world. So many, Lord, don't know you. Knock down the walls that keep them from it, Lord. There's not a shadow you won't light up. There's not a mountain you won't climb up. There's not a wall that you won't kick down. There's not a lie that you won't tear down. Coming after. You came after us. You left the 99. You came after us. We're going out in your name. Thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. 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 Amen.